everybody. Call a meeting to order. All commissioners present. Not on?
No, that's the one. You've got to hook it once and for all. It keeps on getting rehooked on. It's a brought up. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Okay, you want to unplug that one?
This is the that one.
Okay, we'll try that again, starting over. Had some mic problems. Call our meeting to order. All commissioners present. We've got Linda with purchasing. And we've got a bid opening, it says, on propane.
Yes, sir.
So you want to do that for us?
Yes, sir. I have three responders. I have Anderson's Propane, Mountain Country Propane, and Town and Country Propane, which is also Feral Gas.
Right.
I will open each of these.
While you're opening, are these going to be the same where you're going to do a bid tabulation
yes,
and come
sir.
Back to us for recommendations?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are these bids just a simple one-item type of thing, or?
Well, you know, there's also, I always put on there if there's, if we change companies and they require us to change the tanks as
right.
well.
Right.
So it'll list the price for the changes in the tanks and then the price for the propane.
Okay.
So I'll put that on a bid tabulation sheet and compare it to the prices that we had last year as well.
Great. And I've met one bidder. Is it Tom? With Feral Gas. Appreciate you coming by. And as soon as we get these open and everything, you can follow Linda to her office. Right, Linda?
That's correct.
To see if you want to take a look at the details. Your competitors, and we appreciate you participating. And now we've got structural engineer.
That's correct. I was directed to contact Hood Rich Incorporated, which is the company that engineered the second floor in the courthouse so that we could look at the additional file cabinets going upstairs.
Yes.
Paul Black is the structural engineer. He can come down. They're located in Springfield. He estimates it would take about 3 hours, about an hour around that to get down here, an hour to spend with us on, he already has all the plans, but just to view the changes that we've made upstairs and where everything lies and how much support we have on the floor. He estimates that would be around 3 hours plus mileage, which is federal. He has to charge the mileage.
What's his hourly rate?
$110 per hour.
Okay. And we, because it's labor, we don't have to bid it. Just
that's correct. It's a service. I have just like approval to
how
be
do
able
we,
to.
How do we post this time? Do we post it for?
It says structural engineer.
Okay. Then I'll move that we acknowledge or accept, what was the name of the company?
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich as our structural engineer to for the
and
second floor investigation.
And would you clarify that, Jim, that they were the construction engineer for this building before
you just
that's
written there somewhere that they were the original structural engineers.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we're signing money, I made a motion.
And I second it.
Okay.
Okay, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we want to put a maximum on that? They're saying 3 hours, or do we want to say a max on that thing?
I'm just trying to think through this. The purpose of this is your concern, Danny, on
The weight on the building over there on that we know it's all right on this end of the building because they actually the prints were looked at for the recorder's office and they had a vault that we don't know about on our side and that they could review it I think up there and send us a message but I don't know.
Well, he did pull the plans and look at it but he said that he would not be confident unless we planned on going right along the walls without him coming to you know just to view it and see what the changes are and which rooms we're talking about. So I didn't know, you know, how how full the files will get and didn't know if we were really actually going to go right around the walls, so.
Well, I can see what he's saying because we've remodeled.
That's correct.
We've totally remodeled and our standing walls are different locations now than they were before. And
yes, sir.
Supporting walls are different. So I can see why his concern is, but I would have liked to have, I was hoping that we could get by with just him looking at the plans and okaying it, but I can understand why.
When you say supporting walls, I'm lost there because we don't have any, we haven't changed anything as far as support walls, have we, upstairs?
The rooms that we've added in different locations with the, I don't know about the entire changes. That's what I'm saying, and I'm sure they don't either, and that's the reason he wants to look.
That's correct.
When we have even a wall changed, I don't know whether that affects the structural integrity or not. So
and he was very helpful and made a few phone calls back and forth with me. He just thought that it would be best with the changes to come and look, just to verify.
I'm just questioning, sometimes we check things we don't have to check. I know it's situation we're in the world we live in, but this question whether it's really necessary. I mean, you mentioned something about us going, he said if we put our files along the outside walls, there
That's
wouldn't
correct.
Be any need to for him to come down. Is that
he
what
felt
he was
pretty
saying?
Safe with that.
And so we could make arrangements
maybe
in that,
we'll,
in
maybe
that
we'll
manner.
Look at that matter before we, because we're going to be spending
about $400.
Mm-hmm. $400
$330
anyway.
Plus mileage.
Yeah. Plus mileage, so.
The only thing that I could see that it would be would help is if we had a constructional crack, and this building has a masonry front. It also has sides and sheetrock, and if there was a crack in the wall without their approval, it cost us a lot more than the $400 to even get them to come down and go through everything. If we get their okay, they're kind of responsible for it. It's kind of cheap insurance as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Where do we move from here?
We have a motion and second. We've got it.
I'll tell you what. We've approved them as our...
We've approved them. We approved them based off what Linda said, but I'd like to...
Limit to 400?
Or just limit the overall bill to 500 because I don't. The mileage is going to be. The federal rate's what, 37 cents a mile? They're coming from Springfield, is that right?
That's correct.
What is that, 40 miles, 160 miles they're going to charge us? So, it'll be 400, 4 to 450. I mean, we put a max at 500, but. We'll just leave it max at 3 hours total engineering time. How's that?
That's good. And pay the mileage.
Yeah.
We'd have to pay it anyway if we took the trip. Mm-hmm.
So I guess we need to.
You want to
just and I'll just move that we limit Hoodrich to 3 hours of engineering time.
Okay, and I'll second that or amend the motion.
New motion that way. Just,
okay.
Second. Okay.
Questions, comments? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.